fear or a fool? Which foundation? Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." There are only two foundations of knowledge and understanding in all the world. We sing the song when we are children, "The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the foolish man built his house upon the sand." Is life not that simple? As simple as a child's song? The most basic of all principles of learning is found in the 7th verse of the first proverb. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It is the foundation of which all true wisdom, instruction, and knowledge comes from. It is the springboard of all wisdom. The fear of the Lord, not a slavish fear of being beaten down, but a holy reverence for God. It is the beginning of knowledge, that holy reverence for God that fills our hearts with a desire to be faithful to Him and seek out what pleases Him. We compare all that we learn and hear to what saith the Scriptures when we have the fear of God. When we reverence His holy name, what does God's word have to say about my decision? If I'm going to make any life decision, then my moral compass is the righteousness of my Father, the fear of Isaac. I look to the Lamb of God. What does God's word say about my decision? I fear God above all else. So whatever wisdom or knowledge I get from friends or wise counselors is what they say based on the word of God. Is it founded in the Scriptures? Can I find it there? All true wisdom flows from God. All true knowledge comes from the fear of the Lord. That is the fear of the Lord. It is the beginning of knowledge. Before I can have any true wisdom, I must fear God and give Him the preeminence. I must consult with Him. Fearing God opens up His book to me and unlocks anything that is mysterious and makes things very plain. Then you have the fool that despises wisdom and instruction. They will not listen to sound wisdom from their father. They care not for what he says. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." So they do not fear him nor recognize him. And we have found that they are eventually given over to their own folly. You have met men and women like that. They will not hear instructions. They have the foundation of a fool. No fear of God before their eyes. They are called the wicked, and their lives end up in shambles. Choose which foundation will be yours. The fear of the Lord, or the foundation of a fool. Wise men fear God, and their lives give Him glory. Fools sink in the mire of life and are destroyed. As we teach our children, let us teach them to fear God and give Him glory, to put Him first, to base their decisions upon reverence for God. All of life's decisions for all people should be based on the Word of God, but especially the children of God. We look at the law of God. We look at what does God's Word say to us, and then we obey it and we follow it. We give Him preeminence. We give Him reverence over all things. So we only have two choices. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, or fools which despise wisdom and instruction. The path you choose will determine how your life goes to the glory of God or to the everlasting shame.